Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Friday.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God is a good God. Yesterday, man, President, I was in a preaching booth. Boy, I was shouting. Hey, guys, we love you. You guys are awesome people out there who make it a sacrifice to listen to us and every morning or every afternoon or in the evening. You guys make it a sacrifice to listen. We really. And we doesn't say this lightly. We really, really, really love you from our heart. Because guess what? We just want to encourage you and stir you up to good work. We're not beating you down. Don't you ever think that we come here to beat anyone up or beat you down. But we're going to stir you up, man, to good work. And sometimes we're starring you, and the starring might hurt a little bit, but it's okay.
Just like exercise, when you got to push past the resistance in order to get that body in shape.
Yeah, it's okay. We just love you. We are on our way to heaven, all of us. Mm-hmm. Not we roll this microphone only, but all of us. And we're going to push you, propel you into the kingdom of God. And we know that on the way you get in there is not by men's opinion. Mm-hmm. You get in there by doing the word of God. Men's opinion won't get you into heaven, my friend. The only thing gets you into heaven, and I put it on Facebook this week, I was commanded to put that, says men following men's opinion won't get you into heaven. Following men's opinion won't get you miracles, won't get you breakthrough, won't solve anything. What does it is the word of God. So rely on the word of God. We love you. And this Friday, we're going to just celebrate together. God is a good God. He's good unto me. He's good unto you out there. God is good to you. He loves me. He loves you. And it doesn't matter what you do or it doesn't matter what I do. He still loves me. It doesn't change the way he loves me. I need to change my way. God doesn't change his love. His love stays. That doesn't mean because he loves me and he loves you and he loves me and he loves you. We can do anything and we're going to get away with it. No, we can't.
He loves you for who you are. And he's developing in you who he sent you in the earth to be.
And he wants to change you. See that love? That love propels. He has that. God can put up. I use the word. Man, I don't know how God put up with our mess. But he loves us. He give us one more chance. Every day, one more chance. Yeah. One more day. He says, really, Pastor Beckford? Yes. Look at Abraham when he was praying for that city. It was Abraham. He says, if I find, he was going
50, then it went all the way down to 10.
Yeah. He says, you know, God gives one more chance. Yeah. God is a loving God, guys. Hey, guys. God is a loving God. And he's not out there wanting to punish nobody, want to kill nobody. His grace is sufficient. He wants us to come to him. And I hope we will stir you on, propel you to move you to love God more, right? And do the things of God, imitate God, right? In John, we studied this week, 3 John, you are to imitate truth, imitate God. And he that imitate evil does not see God, all right? Okay.
Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So forever as in forever. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
I lift my hand, teacher.
So that is you. You are the redeemed of the Lord. He has redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. You have been bought back. The ransom has already been paid for every hostage situation with the enemy. Stop negotiating with the enemy. The ransom has already been paid. You are free on this morning, free to be all who God created you to be. You are free. His mercy endures forever. So do not be locked up in unforgiveness toward others or toward yourself, because we know that unforgiveness breeds a root of bitterness, which is the root of all evil things that take place. So it's the root of evil in our health. It's the root of evil in our mental state, that unforgiveness and that bitterness. So we must also learn how to forgive ourselves, knowing that the mercy of the Lord God, it endures forever.
Yes, God is so loving and so kind. And every Friday, we don't want to end this week's broadcast without thanking all our supporters that support us in your prayers, that pray for us, which is great support, man. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. And as you pray for us, that we will continue to listen to the voice of God, and we will continue to do what God asks us to do. We'll command, we'll prophesy as God commands us. We will come on this radio show and say the things that God wants us to say, and not say anything that Pastor Beckford or Pastor Diane Robinson want to say, but all for God and none of us. We want to take the human reasoning out. And that's why we rely heavily on the word of God. Rely heavily, I says, on the word of God, because the word of God is sure. The word of God is true. So we want to thank you guys for supporting what God is doing. And I do not say that lightly. We want to thank you to support what God is doing. And we pray for you. We pray for you that you will, God will sustain you in every good things. Your family will be sustained in every good things of God. Everything that God has for you, everything that God has for your family, you and your family will enjoy the goodness and the blessing and the mercies of God on your life. You know, it was in the book of Acts, and his name slipped me. Cornelius, where God says, Cornelius, your arms come up to me as a memorial and as a fact. The arms was given to needs. He was not his tithe now. He was sowing seed to the poor. He was given. There was a need for that, and he was given into it. Because God also bless the poor, want to take care of the poor, the widows, the orphans. Whatever God is doing and you sow into it, God will bless you. And so God came back to Cornelius and told him, and because of that, Cornelius also was saved. The whole house of Cornelius was saved out of his giving. So giving is very important when you give right. You know, there's right giving, right purpose. And so I believe with all my heart, and you heard this all the time, but we do believe here that this program, when you give into this program, it's right giving. And I give into this program. This month of January, I give personally into this program to pay. And I know you sit over in that seat, Pastor Dan, mm-hmm. you give mm-hmm. into this program to pay. Without it, it wouldn't pay. just being blunt. So we give into it. And why? Because we believe in it. We believe in it. We believe that this is what God is doing. And so we are blessed, because he blessed us back in many different ways. Not one way now, in many different ways. And I could go, I will run out of time to tell you the many different avenue of blessing that the Lord bring into my life. Why? Because I am doing what he commands me to do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pastor.
And we want to extend an offer all this month for the rest of the month. Any books that you purchase through Transform Publishing, myself or Pastor Beckford, 25% of that will go to Make Your Day Count. So I want to encourage you to go to the Transform Publishing website, go to the bookstore, the Buy Direct tab. So this applies to any books that are written by myself, Diana Robinson, or Pastor Beckford. Order those books. 25% of the sales for the month of February will go be sown into this radio broadcast, Make Your Day Count.
I want to say something about that. If you go to Transform, you'll find some great material there that both of us was inspired by the Spirit to write. And you were inspired, Pastor Dan, to write a children's book. I write.
What is right?
Right.
I write what is right.
Now, you have grandkids out there. You have grandkids. Get that book. Get that book for your grandson or granddaughter. Go there, man. Light up that place. I write what is right.
That's available directly on the Transform Publishing website. If you go to the bookstore, the Buy Direct tab, that's where you'll be able to get it. We'll ship it directly to you. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the Walmart.com, all the major book retail platforms. So what it is a 26 A through Z positive affirmations from the Word of God with the scriptures there and the affirmation for the child to write over and over again. There's several lines. It's for good for handwriting practice, for journaling, and for increasing self-esteem. So it starts off, each page has a line like, I am able, I am brave. And it has the correlating scripture and space there for journal writing and stuff. So if you buy those direct from the Transform Publishing website, they're $7. 25% of the sales for the month of February will come back, be sown into this radio broadcast, Make Your Day Count.
You got to get that book. You got to get that for your kids, the grandkids. I've seen so many other things that fly off the shelf. Has nothing to glorify God or glorify or edifying that kid. It just pollute their mind. And when God puts something out there, we as Christian need to get it. I write what is right. And they're writing scripture and learning the formation of letters. Ooh, that is so, it is so beautiful. If you understand, you get that as we talk to you here. You know someone who have kids? Tell them. Go to Transform. Your grandbaby's practicing on writing, learning the alphabet. That's the book. They get two things. Two for one. Two for the price of one.
They get the positive affirmations, the scriptures, and the handwriting practice. And, you know, handwriting is not really taught so much in school once they get out of those first primary grades, because the focus is so much on other standards and such, and there's a lot of computer usage. So we even know that cursive is not taught at all. So cursive is like kind of like a secret language between adults that children don't even necessarily know how to read now, because they don't know how to do it. So that's going to be the next thing. I write what is right 2 is going to be the cursive edition. So that should be coming out in the next couple of months. And we also want to thank Mr. Ah Photography, who continually sponsors this program each and every month. His studio is located at 1214 Dixon Boulevard. You could go online to MRAH Photography. Senior pictures, sports pictures, family pictures, maternity pictures, engagement, wedding, any kind of video broadcasting, any of that stuff, go to Mr. Ah Photography. Come see us this Sunday at 10 a.m. Make a commitment. Commit right now that Sunday morning at 10 a.m. that you're going to be at 1010 Dixon Boulevard at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We hope to see you soon. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Well, everybody, how you doing today? Good. Can I tell you a real quick little story before we get started today? The verse that Pastor Brian read in the offering